I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Melissa brought destruction to eastern Cuba a month ago. Many people are still trying to rebuild. Moises Perez-Padron, director of Transworld Radio in Cuba, says
they don't have food, they don't have power, they don't have medicines, and now many of them don't have houses.
People are requesting mattresses, water, food, and roofing materials. The government has responded, but the damage goes far beyond what they could cover, and the church has stepped in quickly.
We have sent aid to the eastern side. We have sent them food. We have sent clothes, medicine.
This help shows God's love and presence in this time of crisis, so pray for Cubans who've lost so much and for local churches to use the resources wisely. And a new metro station in Tehran, named after Holy Mary, features reliefs of Mary and Jesus. It's an unusual step in a country dominated by Islam and restrictive towards religious imagery. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says
it's just political manipulation and it's far from reality.
The opening of a new station comes amid mass arrests of Christians, many facing high bail and ongoing persecution.
Meanwhile, they round up and question and arrest and imprison and torture Christians.
The move aims to polish Iran's image, but believers see a clear double standard. Some Muslims call it tolerance since Mary appears in the Quran, yet they avoid the biblical differences. Even so, the display can spark gospel conversations, so pray the opening of the new station leads many to seek truth. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.